Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about illegal immigration. This is the third part of our series on the debate. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called The Vice Presidential Debate Part 3, Illegal Immigration. Let's get started. So, Vance made some really good points. He said that we have to stop the bleeding. And he wasn't just referring to the people coming across the border. He was also referring to, like the drugs, and therefore the addiction coming across the border. Because, you know, if drugs are coming over, then more people are getting addicted to those drugs. So that was a good point. He also pointed out that we have to, stop, like, allowing illegals to undercut citizens who are trying to get a job here. Stop undercutting our workers. And I know that the left likes to claim that illegals aren't taking our jobs, but here's the truth. If somebody will accept a lower wage, then that person will be hired for that lower wage. That's general free market economics. It's like 101 free market economics. You're going to look for a better deal. And that's the case when it comes to labor costs, too. So there's that. And then he also pointed out that, like, the DHS, they've lost thousands and thousands of children. I think like hundreds of thousands. I think the number might be over 300,000 at this point. Children that have just been lost. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing. And that's not a good thing. You know, when you have children who are just like dropped into this country and then they're collected by a sponsor and they're never seen again. You know, I'm not one for big government regulation, but I do think you should be concerned about the possibility that sometimes children are being used in ways that children should not be used for, like, you know, human trafficking or having to run illegal drugs or having to do dangerous jobs and slaughterhouses and stuff like that. That should concern you. And then, like, I do think Walz told a couple of really big lies. He said that, for example, he said that the border bill would actually secure the border, and we know that's not the case. We know that the border bill basically would have allowed for more illegals to come in. It wouldn't have done a whole lot. He also said that the issue in Fairfield, Ohio, was because Trump made it a story. Now, I don't know if people are eating the cats or eating the dogs or eating the fish or whatever they're doing. I don't know. But I don't think that's the main issue. I think that's a bit of a detour that the media has taken. I don't think it was great for Trump to make that, to give them that ammunition. But I do think there are definitely issues in Springfield, Ohio. And Vance actually said what I said in the last illegal immigration episode, where I said that when you have a rapid influx of people, you're going to have a strain on the community infrastructure. You know, housing, social services, stuff like that is going to be strained extremely when you have 20,000 people move into a town overnight. So, there's that. And I know that we talk a lot about illegal immigration, but just because somebody's technically legal does not mean the problem doesn't still exist. I think we should, I don't know what the number should be. In fact, I'm not sure whether we should have a definitive, like, I don't know, because I don't support the government being too big and too powerful. But I definitely don't think we should have unlimited immigration, because when you have a rapid influx of people, legal or illegal, it's going to cause a lot of strain. And I also think that we should bring in talent from overseas, but I also think that we should encourage our own people to become highly talented and skilled before we look to fill all those needs overseas. So there's that. And just because the Haitians in Springfield have temporary protected status or whatever it's called, that doesn't mean that they are, that everything's hunky-dory in Springfield, obviously. And amnestying all these people will not make all the issues go away, especially when there's a new report out saying we have thousands of convicted murderers running around that came in illegally. And some of them we don't even know because they were gotaways. And then you have countries that don't cooperate with the U.S. when it comes to criminal records. So there could even be people whose criminal records we just don't know because their country doesn't cooperate with us or doesn't keep good records, or both. So the true number is unknowable, but the fact that that even has to be a consideration should concern you. And I think Vance made a good point on this topic because he said that we should get rid of the criminal illegals first. So those are my thoughts, and those are the most important comments on this topic from the debate. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can find all of our episodes on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. And you can contact us on X at JFSCpod and on the Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats. You can also find links, Spotify links, to all the episodes on the Facebook page and the X account. So feel free to check those out as well. I know I already mentioned Spotify, but I just thought I'd mention that I post the links to all the Spotify episodes on those accounts to make it very easy to find them, because there's another Jesse's Fireside Chats podcast, and I don't want others to get confused and think that one and this one are the same thing. So there's that. Also, if you want to send us an email, you can do that at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. Please pass this along to anybody that you know that might be interested. And thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day.